Welcome to the MLMSuccess.com podcast, the show designed to return the network marketing industry to its roots of personal growth, leadership development, and wisdom of the ages success principles. We share with you real success stories from real people that we hope will inspire and encourage you personally and help you progress forward in your business and your life. We believe if you build people, people will build the business. Now here is your host, who has been called the number one mind in network marketing, the MLM prophet, network marketing virtual mentor, and a host of other names that we will not mention because this is a family show. Frankly, he's just a small town guy that figured out that the real product in network marketing is people. Dale Calvert.
Welcome to session number 28 of the MLM Success Podcast. This is Dale Calvert. Great to have you guys with us. This session, we're going to talk about the real secret to creating long-term, substantial growth in your network marketing business. And that sounds like a mouthful, but I really believe that you're going to gain some insights in this session that will help you as you move forward in your business. And I'm going to start with an email that I received, and so appreciative when you guys take the time to leave feedback over at iTunes, on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/ Dale Calvert page, and all your comments and emails, and it means more than you can possibly know. It really does. It's the fuel for me to devote the time, energy, and effort to network marketing support services that we want to do. And as long as we feel like we're making a difference and making an impact, it's so much easier for us to do that. This is from Shelby Green, and she said, Dale, this is Shelby K. Green in Swanton, California. I've wanted to write to you for several months just to say there are many of us out here who are hearing your no-fluff training message. For all intents and purposes, I made the decision to quit chasing the network marketing dream. I had resigned to the fact that I would spend the rest of my life in a cubicle for 40 hours a week and driving 55 minutes one way to and from a job that provides me no sense of purpose or satisfaction. I accidentally stumbled upon your podcast at MLMSuccess.com with Sue Austin, and she's got Escape the Cubicle in parentheses here. I know most of you probably heard that session with Sue. If you haven't, you should. She said, since that day, 6 months ago, everything has changed. For the past 7 years, I have followed those I thought were leaders. They had leadership titles. I followed them to 8 different network marketing companies. I've invested thousands of dollars with every MLM guru known to man, and nothing, nada, zero to show for it. I was the same person with the same skill sets and diminished confidence and mindsets. Can you tell by my phraseology I've been calverted? That's in parentheses. And guys, this is what this really is saddening to me when she talks about diminished confidence. There's too many good people out there that the network marketing profession should be empowering them and not diminishing their confidence. So let me continue. After hearing the first podcast with Sue, I listened to all the MLM Success episodes in one weekend. I began to get a spark of hope back. I could tell that you and the people you had trained and worked with over the years were different. I decided to check you out on YouTube and at MLMHelp.com. Finally, someone with a consistent, logical message that was telling the truth and had a sincere interest in helping people and making the needed transformations needed in the MLM industry. I am with Plexus and have products I truly believe in. My leaders who got me involved have since gone on to the next life-changing opportunity, but I am staying here. You are my virtual mentor. Your track record of helping people become the best they can does speak for itself. I am on every Thursday webinar. I am a member of the MLM Training Club, and your CDs are the ones you recommended are all I listen to in my car. When I work out, grocery shop, etc., I have my earbuds in listening to your podcast. I'm ordering one book at a time from your recommended book list at MLMSuccess.com and reading at least 15 minutes a day. I am totally plugged in, and my focus, confidence, and understanding of team building has progressed to the point that I am totally a different person. 6 months ago, I had 3 customers and 0 distributors. After 7 years of listening to people who only wanted to build their following by promising me various forms of foo-foo dust. Today, I have 21 people on my growing team and a real customer base with 17 customers. I understand the path to a 6-figure income, and I am on my way out of the cubicle. I tell everyone I can about your podcast and the MLM Training Club. I have a passion to help you help others that are in the state I was before they give up on their network marketing dream. I signed up for the Network Marketing Leadership Development Academy waiting list. I could go on, but I know you're busy. I just mainly wanted to say thank you. Can't wait to meet you, and I am with you in your mission. On my way to the top, Shelby. That's one of the most inspiring emails that I've ever received, and I'm really humbled at the thousands of cards and letters and emails I've received over the last 35 years. But Shelby, this came at a great time for me, and I appreciate you taking the time to share that. And the message that I want you to understand, guys, is I don't have any foo-foo dust. I have no foo-foo dust. I just understand, probably at a different level, because of my background and because of my first 3 years in the industry listening to audios 8 hours a day, I have a different perspective. And I really didn't understand that till a year or so ago. So, Shelby, your success isn't, yes, we can provide systems, mindset training that I believe is absolutely necessary for you to fulfill your potential. But if you are not willing to take action on what you learn, knowledge without action leads to self-delusion. And I just want to congratulate you for not just listening and hearing, but actually taking action. Most people hear, they agree, because it's hard to disagree with wisdom. It just is. With universal success principles, it's just really hard to disagree with those. But most people hear, agree, and then continue to do what they've always done, the way they've always done it, but not Shelby. And that's awesome. And my question to you guys this month on this session is, how many Shelbys has the industry lost in the last 15 years? That should be horrifying. It's horrifying to me. And you, being the people listening to this podcast and that are plugged into the message we're trying to get into the marketplace and helping us spread the message, are the ones that are ultimately going to make the change. And I get that and I understand that. But that's why you see what I call the 210 gap in every company. And some of you may or may not have heard me talk about the 210 gap. If you're on our webinars, you probably heard me talk about that. But the 210 gap is, if you go into, I can go into an auditorium, doing a keynote talk for 10,000 people in the auditorium, or it can be 500. It doesn't matter. It can be 25,000. It doesn't matter. And here's what you're going to see. 80% of the people in that room have been involved in the network marketing profession 2 years or less, or 10 years or more. and the number of 4, 5, 6, 7 year people that are progressing and moving forward and coming down the road and getting better and improving their skill sets, getting control of their mindsets, those people are very, very few. And the saddest part is most of the people that have been involved 10 years or more, honestly, they have one bad year in network marketing, repeat it 10 times. So that has to change. It has to change. And, you know, it's really not about what you do in network marketing. The key to network marketing, Zig Ziglar said it best, is you can have anything in life you want if you help enough other people get what they want. And people really don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And I think today network marketing is in a situation where you have to, it has to be bigger than you. It has to almost be a calling on your life. And ultimately, your success is going to be dependent upon the ability to make your franchise, for lack of a better term, your systems duplicatable. My main point this session is real growth requires commitment. So how do you create a strong, growing, duplicating, progressing organization? How does that happen? It doesn't happen part-time. Now, not that you can't be part-time, but you have to have a full-time mentality. I mean, it takes extraordinary effort. This is not a spare time business because none of us have spare time. It's not a hobby because hobbies are supposed to cost us money. It's about a real commitment to what you're doing, your vision, where you want to go. I don't believe network marketing is about, you know, sponsor three and yours is free and all the other programs. Nothing wrong with them per se, but the mentality about network marketing, the power behind network marketing is it gives average people with above average desire the opportunity to create generational wealth for their family. That's why it's so powerful. That's why it's so powerful. And I just want to recap what Shelby said here. When I talk about real growth requires commitment, she said, I am on every Thursday webinar. I know many of you are as well. If you don't know about those, it's MLMSuccessWebinar.com, and you can sign up for our notification list. I'm a member of the MLM Training Club. Again, for those of you, this may be the first podcast you've ever heard. That would be MLMTrainingClub.com. And your CDs are the ones you recommend are all I listen to in the car. I tell people, most people can create a fortune if they just turn their automobile into a university, turn off the radio and put in Jim Rohn, turn off the radio and put in Wisdom of the Ages, speakers, teachers, trainers will change your life. Absolutely changed mine. I've seen it change thousands of people's lives over the last 35 years. But you have to be willing to not try to keep up with the next Justin Timberlake or whoever's song. She went on to say, when I work out, grocery shop, etc., I have my earbuds in listening to your podcast. I'm ordering one book at a time from the recommended book list at MLMSuccess.com, and that's just under resources on MLMSuccess.com, and reading at least 15 minutes a day. Leaders are readers, no question about it. So, guys, you know, everybody's looking for the foo-foo dust. Everybody wants to build a real business, and they want to create long-term substantial growth and income, but they're not willing to do their part, and there ain't no foo-foo dust, and Shelby was. And I just wanted to recognize her and those like her. I mean, I know we have so many that are attracted to our trainings and our podcast, and I'm getting the opportunity to meet more of you all the time, shake your hand, give you a hug, and it's awesome. It's just awesome to have that chance, that opportunity. It's why we do what we do. I hope you enjoyed session number 28 of the MLMSuccess.com podcast, and we'll be back with you next week with a new session. Y'all have an awesome week. Talk to you then.
If you haven't gone over to iTunes yet and rated and left this podcast a review, what are you waiting for? At Calvert Marketing Group, we want to spend our time on the projects that we know are providing the most value for our clients and customers. You leaving us a review and feedback on iTunes is something that helps us more than you realize. And more importantly, it helps others like you find us. So if you've not taken the time to rate this podcast, please go over to iTunes and do that for us now. It will only take a couple of minutes out of your busy schedule. Work harder on yourself than you do on your business, and we will be back next week with another inspiring success story, Wisdom of the Ages training, or answers to your questions.